Finding your own to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're alive and well. We had a good function last night, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with my co-host, Terry Porza. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing good, except I don't have headphones at the moment. Here I come.
There you go.
Ta-da.
And then Mr. Bob Martin, who keeps us legally out of trouble so far.
Good luck this morning, buddy.
Good morning, Bob.
I was going to say, after last night, I'm not sure I can keep you out of trouble.
Cool.
I will do my best.
Well, the challenge has been accepted.
Hey, did you see the weather in the paper? Okay. Today it's 111. Tomorrow it's 111.
Yeah.
The next day it's 111. Wednesday it's 111.
So they just kept...
Yeah. And it says hot, 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 hot. Well, Thursday's 109. It doesn't say hot. So I guess 109 is just a cool summer day.
There you go.
Man.
111 for 3 or 4 days in a row?
Four.
Huh.
Can't be good for you.
Maybe the weatherman's on vacation. He just said, oh, it's going to be 111 for the next couple days.
Well, the pools will all get warm, folks.
Yes, they will. Man, it's going to be awesome. Not. All right. So we are here to talk about Jefferson stuff. And last night we were fortunate to have a wonderful event here with all the Patriots that are from Tehama, Shasta, and any other surrounding counties that happened to attend. We had people come from Lassen County. And we had our fundraiser last night, and it was awesome.
Truly amazing.
To put it mildly, it was awesome. With all the great people there participating by buying the meal tickets coming in, buying seats at the table, and then all the auction items, and then the donations that they gave, it was good. It was very good. It'll be a couple days before the dust settles on what we ended up netting, but we have our team working on that now. Everybody that did their part on that, they're all working on that, getting that cleaned up. And once we have that information, which I hope to know by next Sunday, we'll be able to give the report.
Oh, yeah, and all the great people that helped. Chris was just amazing.
Oh, and,
Chris and Pat were really good, Patrick Jones.
Yep.
And thank you, Patrick. I mean, it's really great to have a guy like that knows the ropes.
Yep.
And Chris is learning him, and Chris, he's a quick study. Chris knows how to do that. And then Jan Hanks and Joetta and Patty and Wynn and all the great people that helped with that function. It was great. But, Patrick, I'm going to tell you right now, I know my key fit the lock to that gun. I know it did, but I know you like to have the last man standing. You see, when Patrick was a child, every neighborhood he moved into, the cats were gone within a month.
Hey, well, you do what you got
to
do.
He likes to torture people, and that last man standing's torture, especially if you're one of the last two that are standing there and you're waiting for your number not to be called.
Was that you?
That was me. Anyway, Patrick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes, and all the ladies that were running and doing all the credit card retrieval and the cash retrieval and the receipts and all that stuff with the auction items, they were off the charts. They were stellar. They did a great job. They were patient. They did what they needed to do for the buyers and for the system, the way we had it set up and the way it was working. And they did a stellar job, and I want to thank each and every one of them. And I don't remember all the names of everybody, so I'm just in a group thanking you all, and we really, truly appreciate it. And the food was great.
Yeah.
The food was really good.
Really good, yeah.
And so I'm trying to remember the name.
Applejacks.
Applejacks, thank you. Applejacks out of Anderson. They did it for us, and they were awesome. They did a stellar job.
Well, didn't they have libation there too?
And then the facility provided a bartender, and he
tended, I don't remember.
He tended bar. Well, I drank soda to keep focus on my task because I had to do that.
You were counting money while I was spending it.
There you go. And it was good. We had people, like I said, from all over come and they were excited. You know, people coming in just trying to find their place, the seats and stuff like that, and getting their table going, getting their drinks going, then getting the food going, and then the auction starts. It was fun to watch it develop. And all the participants there were just, you know, great patriots being there and supporting what we're trying to do with the cause, you know, what we're going to do with the cause for Jefferson. And the money is all going to go towards the court case. That's where it's all going, to pay for the legal fees and all the other stuff tied to that, and that's what it's all about, and that's why we did it. And we're the second, as far as I know, we're the second group, second county to host such an event.
Yes.
And Calaveras did theirs a couple months ago, and they did a stellar job on theirs, and hopefully our job that we did last night will rival what they did, I'm hoping, but we'll have to wait and see where the dust all settles.
And Calaveras one was Tuolumne, Calaveras, and Amador.
Oh, that's right.
So it was a tri-county thing, and ours was Tehama County and Shasta.
Right.
And it was really, it's very rewarding to have a time like that. And one thing I really enjoyed is we actually did not have a speaker. And that was kind of a good thing because people could talk with each other, get to know each other, bond with each other. And people, I know Wynn was sitting in the back room and he was making comments about people walking by. And they were just a great conversation and having a good time. And that's part of this, you know.
Right.
We're brothers and sisters in foxholes here.
Yep.
And, you know, the better we know each other and the better we bond, the better it's going to be for this movement.
That's right. And it was fun to watch because the spot where I was, because I did the credit card retrieval, people would bring the credit cards to me and I run them through the system and bill it. And the table where I was sitting was in the back of the room. Well, the buffet table line went right by my table. So I got to hear a lot of good conversation, got to have good conversation, and meet new people and rekindle with others that I hadn't seen for a while. And it was really good to see all the people there. And we had a mix. Oh, my gosh, we had a total mix. And we want to do a shout-out to a couple of the politicians that were there. So, you know, former politicians, and, you know, they held different positions within the community, you know, Gary Cadd, Patrick Jones, and then Melissa Hunt, she was there supporting it. And so anytime these folks decide to run for office, they've all got my vote, if I can vote in their district, you know, wherever they may be running. So
they're recovering politicians.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Bob. That's perfect.
Talking about that, too, if you have someone that's a friend and you believe would help, it's like the county. When the county has their elections, even if you're not in that particular district, you certainly can donate to that campaign.
That's right.
I mean, you know, if you have somebody that's running in a district that you don't belong to, they still, that particular supervisor is still going to affect your position.
That's right.
In the city. So really and truly, I think people starting to have to understand that. I know there's some other folks in other areas in the Shasta County area that I'm going to give money to and support. And I think that we need to get rid of the people we have, frankly. And that goes on to the recall, which is interesting news of last week.
Yes,
and of course, the other local news we had was our chief is gone. If you want to weigh in on any of that, that's a good thing to call in about this morning. But before we go to our first break, I want to thank Sign Stations. They are just an amazing place. In fact, Scott and Terry were our guests last night at our table, and Scott and Terry Welch have owned this business for 15 years. You know, they just supply everything from business cards to event tents to car decals, car wraps, banners, you name it. They give military and school and nonprofit discounts. I mean, this is some really giving people. And Erica Nelson, who is the office manager, I'm telling you, that little lady, boy, if you want something done, she gets it done for you. She told me last night that she has the distinction of having her hands on almost every Jefferson decal that's in town because she has to cut them. But anyway, what a great bunch of people. You can reach them at 223-9459, 223-5499, 9456. 223-9456. I almost give you their fax number. And their address is 2550 Alfredo Way, Redding, California. So give Sign Stations a call for any of your needs with signs or event tents, business cards, you name it.
They're across, the street is across from Lowe's.
It is.
Off Cypress. So go to Lowe's and take a right at the light. And then You'll be down there at their business on the right-hand side. They're good people.
You got it. And with that, I think we probably ought to go to our first break.
Yep.
And time has come.
For 51.
Hey, CA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us. You have no clue. And still you tell us what to do. Don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
on up
to a deal that's a common in the sky. Moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, bees don't burn on the grill. Took a
piece of the pie. By the way, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there today. Enjoy the 111 temperature today, tomorrow, and the next 4 days, or whatever it is going to be. But have a good time. Do whatever you need to do for your family, with your family, or without your family, whatever turns your wheels. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
And we're going now to Rally Sally. She's going to tell us what's going on.
Good morning, Rally Sally.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys, and happy Father's Day to you both.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you, Sally.
Yes, and this Monday we decided we're going to take kind of a break, and since we've had so many news stories lately about farmers in the news, like the gentleman south of Red Bluff who the government wants to extract $2.8 million from him for plowing his field, I thought it'd be interesting to get the film that they showed about a month ago at the Cascade Theater called 100 Years and 100 Years More. And it's a look at the Shasta County families and farmers, ranchers, loggers who basically settled Shasta County and how they have changed and grown and had to adapt to the various changes in our economies. And it's a very interesting film. And like I say, they showed it at Cascade Theater not too long ago. So we will be showing it Monday night at 6 o'clock at 3276 Vitelli Lane. And I just encourage everybody to come out because it's an extremely interesting. If you like history and old pictures and tracing genealogies and things like that, this is a great film for that.
Well, so that's at the Patriot meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Right after the Jefferson meeting, right?
Right after the Jefferson meeting at 5:30. Come on out and find out how you can get involved with making Jefferson happen here.
There you go. Perfect.
Hey, honey, I want to thank you because Sally's taking me to see Wonder Woman today. I think she's getting tired of me watching the trailer every night. But I want to know something, honey. Does that mean that you're going to throw away the Wonder Woman Halloween costume I got you? At least keep the wig.
Oh, you're crazy. Yes, it will be fun. We'll go sit in a nice, cool theater today. There, get away from the 111.
We want to see the action, right?
Yeah, all the action.
All right, you two. Have a great rest of the hour.
Thank you,
okay.
Sally.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. And then now we have another big patriot on the phone.
We do. We have Kemosabe.
Kemosabe.
Hey. Yes. Mark Baird.
Mr. Mark Baird. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
So far, so good.
Good.
So what's happening?
It's been kind of an interesting week in Jefferson. We sent the letters to the United States Attorney General, the state's Attorney General, and to the Department of Justice. We sent letters to the United States Attorney for California and to the United States Attorney, Jeff Sessions, and then also to Xavier Becerra. So far, no response. Go figure. But one of the people in Siskiyou County, Luis Galato, sent the letter to Ted Gaines. And Ted Gaines said that, now this is the kind of political action we can expect out of our own representatives, by the way. Ted Gaines said that he didn't really think that Governor Brown signed an agreement. I don't know what that picture in the news was where Brown was sitting next to the Chinese president signing the agreement. He thought that Governor Brown was just throwing a little tantrum. And, of course, he can't sign an agreement because that would be illegal. And so Ted Gaines is going to do absolutely nothing, which is his normal course of action. He does nothing for a living, and he's taking your money for doing it, by the way. And the governor's budget just came out. A few surprises there. Expansion and more gun control. Higher taxes on cigarettes and gasoline. $118 million is going to be the startup cash for the marijuana industry's tax collection department. $50 million in funding to Planned Parenthood just to offset any federal cuts that might come. New laws to prevent federal immigration detention contracts with local governments, more low-income credits to illegal aliens, $50 million in illegal alien attorney aid, so that if an illegal alien is arrested for breaking the law crossing the border, he can get a free lawyer, and you, the taxpayers of California, are going to pay for that. Let's see, he's going to borrow $6 billion to pay CalPERS as part of CalPERS' unfunded liability. He's going to increase subsidies for child care for poor people by $15.5 million. And the rest of you who have to care for your own children will pay for that, too. And then, however, they may fix the Oroville Dam, but according to this article, the language of how that's going to occur is a secret. So it's a secret from the taxpayers who are going to foot the bill for any and all of the above. And it also changes the recall process so that the recall, which is underway in Southern California, to recall Josh Newman, who voted for the illegal gasoline tax, can't happen. And he will retain his seat against the wishes of the people who are trying to recall him. Well, so there you go, guys.
Well, I know
there's the next budget from the crook who runs California, right. The liar and the crook, and the liar that's in charge of the Justice Department, and then you've got the other liar and crook in charge of the California Senate, Kevin De Leon, whose office is in Encino, but his district is in MacArthur Park, which is one of the poorest sections of Los Angeles. Can't imagine Kevin De Leon actually lives there. I suspect he lives down the street from his office in Encino. But the liar that runs the California Department of Justice won't investigate that either. And our own representatives will do nothing about that. Haven't heard any news about James Gallagher's bill and how that's doing to change representation, but I suspect that's doing nothing as well.
Well,
so here we are. What do we do, guys? At what point do we get tired of it? And at what point does everybody get seriously involved to try to restore some liberty in this state?
Well, I do have some news, and that is that Congressman McClintock's going to be speaking on Monday night. He's going to be speaking, I believe it's El Dorado County, and I know that there's a contingent of folks going at his request. And he was given the letter that you wrote, Mark, and he does concur that the governor has violated Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution, in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution. And his statement has been that he thinks that charges should be brought up against Governor Brown. So you folks that are down in that area, you can contact the Jefferson Committee down there. Just go on SOJ51.net. You'll be able to go to the El Dorado page, find the people you need to contact. They know what's going on as far as that town hall on Monday night. But apparently Congressman McClintock is read your letter, Mark, and he is of the same mind that we are. And getting to James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen, their position is they're upset because the Oroville Dam didn't get any funding. And gosh, you know, they're upset. We're upset too. But I mean, gosh, they're upset. They want us to know that they're upset and that we're upset and that we're all upset so we can all be upset together. The problem is that those two guys don't do anything.
So what do we do? Is McClintock, does he have a plan of action? Is he going to do anything? Is he going to move forward other than say, yes, I agree?
Well, Terry Giardi, who is one of McClintock's people, I mean, she actually works for him in a lot of different capacities, just a wonderful lady. He knows that she is a real proponent. In fact, one of the strongest proponents of Jefferson in the North State.
Right.
And he invited her, and also they invited many, many of the Jefferson folks out of Placer and El Dorado County. So really and truly, I mean, it's certainly a step in the right direction, you know, and he did make that statement. I mean, he didn't make the statement that Gaines made, I know that I'll get bleeped if I say the word, so I won't say it, but you can all, the kitty cat approach that Gaines has. But, you know, he is a kitty cat anyway. Gaines is.
Yep.
Did I do okay on that, Bob? I can say kitty cat, can I?
Absolutely.
Well, so what's the plan then, Mark? What do we need to do as far as all this that you're talking about? Do we write letters? Do we make phone calls? Do we email? Do we do all the above?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to do all of the above. But second of all, we really, really, really need to support this lawsuit. It's, you know, it's the only legal way out of this that we have. and we need to sue the state of California. We need to make it stick. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people are saying that, well, not a lot of people, but a few people in the press, and believe me, we have no friends in the press either. We have no friends in politics, and we have no friends in the press. And I just want everybody to understand, as the citizens of California, we're standing here alone, folks. If we don't make this happen against the wishes of the swamp in California and the mainstream media that supports that same swamp, this is not going to happen. It is up to us. We are alone in the room, as usual, but we can do it. And it's been done before. The people of this nation have secured their own liberty in the past, and we can do it again. This lawsuit, so far, is the only plan of action that anyone has in this state to restore liberty. We need to really support it. And at the same time, we need to give the politicians in Sacramento a hot foot. We need to turn up the heat, turn up the pressure. We need to call them, write them, email them, visit them, and let them know that we will not take this anymore. I mean, seriously, an $8 billion water bond that's going to cost you, the people of California, $366 million a year for the next 40 years, and it did nothing to improve water in California. Instead, it simply filled the coffers of all of the environmental groups that in turn contribute to Democratic candidates. I mean, how stupid can we get as people to allow this to continue? I, for one, I'm finished with it. I mean, I have drawn my line in the sand. They are not going to affect my Second Amendment rights. They're not going to affect my water rights. They won't, because I won't allow it. And I think it's time for all of us to stand up and say no. And let's get organized. Let's start showing up. All of the county committees, let's start having plans of action where we telephone, email, write to legislators, take notes for the attorneys, pass them on to Terry and to Wynn so that we can pass any evidence that we have of lack of representation straight to our attorneys. So when you call a senator and he refuses to talk to you, make a note of that. When you go see an assemblyman and he refuses to see you, make a note of that. When you email your assemblyman and you get a response by a staffer instead of the assemblyman, make a note of that and start quantifying this in your county and keep records of these things and pass them along to Terry and DeWin or myself so that we can get this evidence to the attorneys and build our case so that we can put a hole in the bottom of the sinking ship called California and let's get a new boat started.
And Mark, I don't know if you were on the listening or able to listen. You're in Arizona right now, right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona right now working because there is right. No job for me in California. Right. So I literally have to leave the state to earn money and then take that back to my family in California.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the hour, we talked about our fundraiser last night. It was a rousing success. And I know that we literally made thousands and thousands of dollars, the final tally isn't in yet, but we know that we did real, real well. And we should have those figures, I would imagine, in a couple of days, right, Wynn?
Hopefully, yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention is about the businesses that showed up last night. It was amazing. What was so great to see is people that came in. I know my wife went in to get a screen fixed at Western Glass, and she walked in there, had a Jefferson shirt on. The owner started talking to her, and the next thing you know, the owner's writing her a check to get a table for his business. We had a gentleman call 2 days before the event and said that he had 20 employees in Cottonwood and he has a business in Cottonwood. He wanted to come to the event, you know, even if he couldn't get a table, he wanted to come and help support us because he knows that he has to leave California because of the regulations and because of the overreaching government that we have here. And he wouldn't be allowed to do business here, you know, in a normal manner. And so those are the things that are happening here, and it's happening everywhere. I can't tell you, my good friend, how the phones light up, how the emails are lighting up for all of us here. People are really getting behind this. And folks, if you are listening to this right now, make sure you get this program out to everyone. Get this thing out to people. Let them know that they can listen to the podcast. We stream live. They can listen to this anytime. So really and truly, let's get the word out. Mark came up with some great stuff. He came up with great plans of attack. Let's start using them. And I think with that,
just so people understand, you can go to kcnr1460.com and then go to the It'll come up with days on there. You can go to the lineup and archives. Click on that, and then it'll give you the days in order. Go to Sunday mornings, or go to Sundays, and then go to the 9 a.m. show. Click on the 9 a.m. show, and then it'll give you podcasts. You can listen to any and all the shows that are documented there. So you don't have to listen live on Sunday morning. You can listen 24/7. So you can listen through the shows, and you can speed through the commercials, or you can speed through the show and listen to the commercials, however you whatever trips your trigger. So do it that way as well. It's just an easier way to do it, and you'll understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And if you haven't been exposed to Jefferson, that's a great way to get exposed to Jefferson.
And Mark, before we go to our next break, can you hold on through the break? Is that okay?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay, because I'd like you to talk a little bit about the letter you wrote and the violations that Governor Brown actually did. I'd like you to just expand on that for the folks that haven't heard about that yet.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Time has come
for 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
You gotta have something if
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's what we got here in Jefferson.
It does leave nothing. So they're trying to leave you nothing.
Yeah, so when we leave our nothing from California and we have our nothing, then we can start over and we'll have something.
That's right. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing to lose.
That's right.
Anyway, I think we have Terry G on the line. Honey, I was hoping you'd call in. I just spouted out whatever I could to get you on the line. How are you, my dear?
I knew it.
How are you, my dear?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to kind of clarify a couple of things. First of all, I am actually, as far as Congressman McClintock, I'm on the Republican Central Committee in El Dorado County, and I am his ex officio, his nice. Representative on that committee.
Nice.
Also, the town hall that the congressman is having, excuse me, is in Amador County at Argonaut High School on Monday, this Monday at 6 p.m. And there will be a Jefferson table there. The word is out that this new indivisible 4th Congressional District group will be there. They're stepping up their game. So we have hopefully about 4 counties showing up at the town hall.
Good.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So can you give the address one more time, love?
It's Argonaut High School. I don't know the street address. In Amador County in Jackson, and it's at 6 o'clock.
Sounds fantastic. Well, maybe we can make... Indivisible, invisible, huh?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Anyway, Terry G.
Anyway, things are going great. We have our El Dorado County Fair going on now, and evidently people are seeking out the Jefferson booth. Hmm. They come up to the Republican booth and want to know where the Jefferson booth is. So,
there you go.
Now you were,
You indicated, the momentum is growing.
You were saying, when we were talking yesterday, you were saying that it's like about one out of every five people that go into the Republican booth?
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty good. 20%, not bad. not bad.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, my dear?
Yes, it is. So, anyway, I won't keep you, but everybody, please keep your watch on what's going on down at the state capitol right now, particularly with the new appointments procedure now on the Board of Equalization. One more time, the governor's taking away our ability to vote for our representatives, and they now want that an appointment, and it could be a serious situation for Prop 13.
Wow.
Wow. Sounds like Cicero and all the other boys from the old days, doesn't it?
It does.
Right. Right. So, okay, my friends, that's it. Have a good day.
All right, and enjoy your coffee.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Right, bye-bye.
Kimasabi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. It's Terry. Great. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're sure lucky to have people like Terry on our team. And along those lines, the Siskiyou County Republican women adopted the letters to the Attorney General as policy, and they're sending them to the State Republican Women's Committee to have those letters adopted as policy by the State Republican Women's Committee.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, the people are moving here. I think that there is hope for congressional action to bring charges against Governor Brown. There certainly should be, because he's violated numerous sections, one section of the United States Constitution and two sections of the California Constitution. And so I'm hopeful we'll get some action on that. That would bring light to our cause. And I'm also trying to arrange some meetings with some groups of people in Southern California who understand that they don't have representation either, so that they can begin groups in Southern California to help us with the lawsuit and eventually to expand representation, which we hope will lead to a path to the statehood for Jefferson.
Well, I know that the letter itself is on Facebook. It was scanned into the system, and it's on Facebook, and Rally Sally put it out there. So if people want to know what the letter says, log on to the Facebook and you'll see it. It's out there and it's addressed to the Attorney General. You can address it to all the representatives we need to send it to. So it's there. So you can just write the exact same thing and send it off. Put your signature to it and make it happen for whoever you need to send it to, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think everyone should either change it to make it their own or just sign what was already written and certainly true and then get that out to people. But I have to say, the more pressure we put on our so-called leadership in Sacramento, Anthony Rendon and De Leon, the more they may come to understand that there is an uprising that's taking place right now by the people of the state of California who are sick and tired of tyranny and sick and tired of the dictatorship that these gentlemen have constructed. And I would just like to remind people that when Moonbeam went to China, and there are plenty of pictures in the news of him sitting at a table with a pen in his hand, signing an agreement and shaking hands with a Chinese president, that he violated Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution, which says, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty on tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, and then it goes on. But no state, without the consent of Congress, shall enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power. Governor Brown broke the law. He also broke the law in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, which declares that the United States Constitution is, California is an inseparable part of the United States of America, and the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So recognizing that Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 is the supreme law of the land, and Governor Brown having taken an oath in Article 20 of the California Constitution, and he swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. And he's violated both of those documents, and in doing so, violated his oath of office. In my opinion, those three crimes are impeachable. Now, we have to understand that the monoparty of California is much like Stalin's Russia, and the monoparty is not going to impeach its head. So, and in fact, they're getting ready to place a new person on the throne in Sacramento, and that's either going to be Gavin Newsom or Tony Villar, who changed his name to Anthony Villagrosa so that he sounds more Hispanic. And either one of those guys will probably be your next king. And unless you act, and unless you start getting off your chair, and unless you start doing something to help us get rid of these people, or to at least give us a fighting chance in this state, nothing will happen. If you're satisfied with nothing, then do nothing. If you're not satisfied with the way this state is run, then do something to help us.
Amen.
I think the keynote thing you said, my good friend, is any agreement. And I know that Ted Gaines, I mean, what a pussycat. I got close, didn't I, Bob? I got close, but not close enough.
Yes.
Yes, I'm learning. But, you know, that's the thing. It takes people with courage, and it's just anyone with courage. I mean, I've got a good buddy sitting right out here in the hall. His name is Frank Rose. I mean, you talk about courage. That guy has stood up for everything. He's not afraid to speak out. He is a veteran. He has fought for our country. We need great people like him, and he's willing to stand up, or young people. And I can say this for my own son and daughter-in-law, late 20s, here they are, standing up for Jefferson, running the RACW, the Reenactors of the Civil War Organization. I mean, there are so many great people that are standing up and doing this stuff. Come on, folks, Mark's right. We need to get up there. We need to get out there. We need to make phone calls. And if you live close to the Capitol, get on your Jefferson shirt and go knock on doors. Document whatever it is that they say to you or don't say to you, what happens in there, and let us know what that is. We can use it as our defense for lack of representation and dilution of vote.
Yeah, and join your group formed by your county committee. We have 21 county committees, soon to be 23, I guess.
Yeah.
But right now we've got over 20 county committees. So, get with your county committee through the website, SOJ51. Find out what efforts they have going to attract business contributions for the lawsuit, to get people to put signs in their windows and flyers in their windows, and and have a rally or two and get people to wake up to the fact that your tax money is going down a dry hole to support causes you probably don't support. It's being used to take away your Second Amendment rights and all of your inalienable rights, your rights to property, your right to self-determination, your right to what education your children has. It's being used to defend people who broke the law to come to this country, and you're paying for that. I mean, you know, come on, what's it going to take here, guys? Get with your county committees, join an organized effort to help us do something about this, because our time is now, and it's never going to be any better. If we don't do something about this now, we probably won't get another chance, because the Monroe Party will be so well entrenched, there won't be any getting rid of them.
Well, and two, keeping in mind that the money that we pay for taxes and penalties and fines and fees and all that, it's going to that big abyss in Sacramento, and it's got to be part of that $1.9 billion with a B that's missing in the budget. And so, and what they're using that for, my guess is to have a war chest for their new country when, you know, the next group comes out for CalExit or whatever they name themselves again. And they're going to try to do it again. So what, the fourth time's the charm? Is that what's going to happen? I don't know. But that money that's missing is tax dollar money that we spent for services and things that need to be done, which are not going to happen because it's missing.
Now, with that, we're going to have to get off to our last break. So you can hang in there, right, Kemosabe?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Oh. Okie doke.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Because time has come.
For 51.
By the way, Sally called in a moment ago and wanted me to pass along that the letters you were referencing are available on the website, SOJ51.org, under the CFR tab.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. One thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes, I know.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
On the next Radio Wasteland, we welcome author and UFO researcher Ryan Sprague, author of the book Somewhere in the Skies. So join us this Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. on KCNR for Radio Wasteland.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
All right, we have to thank Mr. Bob Martin for that selection there. That was well done.
Dedicated to Ted Gaines.
He never ceases to amaze me.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
Himasabi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
That was a little song we like to dedicate to our great senator.
Yeah, I mean, really, are you ready for that guy? You talk about a guy that does absolutely nothing for a living. I mean, I can't imagine how these guys keep getting elected. I'm flabbergasted to see that a guy who does less for the people of Senate District 1 can just keep getting the vote, and his goal is to get his wife elected to his chair next, so that they can double dip on all the pension stuff.
Well, yeah, he wants to go to the State Board of Equalization and take George Renner's job. Well, unless that becomes an appointment now, because now they want to take that position and have it be appointed. So,
yeah.
Erg.
Yeah, so like I said, Cicero is alive and well in California.
Well, I mean, I think that isn't that great when you have the guys who are in charge of the Board of Equalization and they can be appointed by the mono party as well.
Yeah.
Gee, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? I mean, you know, I've been to Russia several times, and I was there before communism fell on many occasions. And I got to tell you, folks, the ballots here look just like the ballots there, where there might be a couple of names on there, but they're all from the same party. It doesn't really matter who you vote for, because you're voting for the same party no matter what. There's no choice in California anymore. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for choice. We're fighting for representation that represents you and your neighbors, and not just the moneyed interest in Sacramento and the large corporations. I mean, if you would like to try to take your liberty back, you better help, because we need the help, and we don't have all day. We can't wait forever. This is happening now, and we need to stand up now.
That's right.
Where can they donate, Wynn?
Donate. Yes, we'll take donations 24/7. You can mail checks, money orders, and cash to P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. And that's our P.O. Box up here. And then you can also do it to PayPal account and go in there, do PayPal, and find Jefferson and click on that. Donate that way. And then also you can donate to the GoFundMe account. And GoFundMe is State of Jefferson, State-of-Jefferson. And that's, it'll pop up, and you can donate that way as well. And then each one of those, you can, if you indicate match on each one of those, like write match in the memo part of your check, and or indicate match, M-A-T-C-H, on each one of the others. We have a generous donor who is willing to match the total amount matched as far as up to $10,000. And that's going to be coming to an end here pretty soon. So the sooner we get everybody to do that, the better. So please, you know, jump on that and get that done. And if you missed what I was talking about as far as the donation factors, go to soj51.net. And on there, you can click on the donation button and slide right through and get it done.
Okay, Mark, we got about 40 seconds left, my friend. Any final thoughts?
The time has come for 51, and if you don't help, who will?
Amen.
Amen to that. You
yes,
know,
sir.
And that's so true. Thank you for being on with us, Mark. And remember, folks, you need to get this program out. You need to get it out. Make sure people are listening to this. We are archived. You can listen to it anytime you want. But we need to start getting the information out. Go to your committees. Go to your meetings.
Right.
write letters, send emails.
Ask questions.
Ask questions. Go see these people in Sacramento.
Yes.
Because if we don't do it, no one will.
There you go.
And I knew.
Yes, you did.
Time has come.
51.
KCNR Shasta ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate Intelligence Committee holds another open hearing this week as part of its probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
The chairman and vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee say the open hearing will examine U.S. election security and the outlook for the next round of elections, the midterms in 2018. Two panels will give testimony at the hearing. The first will include expert witnesses from the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. The second panel will include witnesses from the Illinois State Board of Elections and the National Association of State Election Directors. The Senate Intelligence Committee is one of several bodies investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. In addition, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is running his own independent probe. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise has been upgraded from critical to serious condition this weekend as he recovers from being shot last week during a Republican baseball practice outside Washington.